And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. In studio with me, I have Dwight Holton. He's the CEO of Lines for Life. How are you this morning?
Hey, great to be here, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Just meeting you. We've had a fascinating conversation before we got on the air, so I kind of know what direction to go in. But I want to start with what Lines for Life does.
Well, Lines for Life is a nonprofit dedicated to preventing substance abuse and suicide. So we do a bunch of things to meet that mission. Number one, we do crisis intervention. We talk to about 165,000 people in crisis a year on about 35 different crisis lines. The vast majority of those are folks here in Oregon. So that's the crisis intervention piece. We do prevention work, where we work with communities to help people make healthier choices in the first place, just down at a conference, just down the road, with health systems and others around opiates and other drugs. And then we also do policy and advocacy work around both substance abuse and suicide.
So, I feel like we're hearing about mental health more now. That's a good thing, right?
That's exactly right.
Do we have more mental health problems, or are we just finally talking about
it? It's a really good question. So when I started at Lines for Life probably 12 years ago, 14 years ago, we would get 12,000 calls a year on what was then called the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. In the last couple of years, we made it really easy. We created this number 988. When I say we, I mean nationally. We created this number 988, so it's super easy to get to us. If you pick up your phone, any phone in America, and dial 988, someone really talented and supportive will answer. And we're on track to probably reach 85,000 people this year. So 12,000 to 85,000. Is it a huge crush of mental health? I don't think so. I think it's that we're reaching more people, that we're talking about it, and that the stigma around talking about mental health is coming down, which is so important.
Right, because it used to be you would never mention that you had a mental health situation.
Exactly right. Think about it. You get into a fender bender and you hurt your arm. Everybody knows what you do. You go to the ER, you go to the doc in the box, you see your primary care provider, you figure out what's going on. But if you're having a really bad day, and you're not sure what to do, and you're anxious or depressed, or maybe even thinking about self-harm, most people just kind of suck that up, right? They think nobody wants to reach out for help then, or not nobody, but lots of people feel that that's something I got to deal with myself. That's wrong, right? The reality is all of us have really bad days. And we know that when we connect people with help on those bad days, that things get better.
So with the phone number 988, it's not just for a suicide hotline, if you will.
No, it's a really great question. Yeah. No, it's really not. It's for if you're struggling, if you're feeling like it's a really bad day, you want to talk to somebody, 988 is there. And I also should say, if you're worried about a coworker or a friend or a loved one, you're not sure what's going on with them, but you're worried that they're in a dark place, 988 can help you figure out how to navigate that. I mean, in a perfect world, you'll end up getting them on, that person on the phone with us. But that we call that third party, you know, when there's somebody else involved who's worried about somebody, we love hearing those calls. We love spreading the word. You know, we got to get to a place where everybody's as comfortable reaching out for mental health as they are for reaching out for physical health. It's a part of this job that I meet lots of folks who have lost a son or a daughter or a loved one to addiction or to suicide. And almost universally, what they tell me is stigma killed my child. They didn't want to be that kid. So right. We got to make it okay, because it is okay. The reality is we all have really rough days, and the reality is that there's help and it works.
Okay. So, you're feeling off, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling down, you need some help, you're thinking maybe someone you're working with needs help. Everything we just discussed, 988, you just call that
any time of day, 24/7, 365, doesn't matter what holiday it is or otherwise, somebody will be there. The important also, you can text, you know, that's a easier way for a lot of people to communicate. You just text 2988 with a message, you know, hello or whatever, somebody will be there. There's also a Spanish language line. If you call the 988 number, you can, the menu gives you a quick off ramp to go Spanish if that's a better language for you. And there's also a special line for veterans.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I would imagine probably a lot of veterans are using 988.
Yeah, that's right. The Veterans Crisis Line, which is a part of this 988 network, has been growing significantly over the years. We have a real challenge with suicide among veterans. Now, there's good news. It's getting better. It's better than it was 5 years ago, for sure. But the reality is that there's all kinds of risk factors present with folks who've served. They've seen a lot of rough stuff. They often have injuries. They often have pain meds that have been a part of recovering from those injuries that can pose risks. Firearms are around a lot. And it's not to say the firearms are bad. That's not the point. The point is that people who love firearms also love you and want you around. And that's what the Veterans Line is there for.
988, how long has this been around?
So 988 launched in July of 22. So we're headed to our third year now.
Okay. You know? Is this kind of a new campaign? Because I got to be honest, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, no, there are lots of people. You're not the only one. Yeah. That it is a new campaign. The state has made a pretty significant investment in making sure we're getting the word out. And it's been great. They wanted to give us a little time to shake down the line and make sure it was working well before they started reaching out to build volume, frankly, because the worst thing would have been if we'd started gotten flooded and not be able to handle it. So now the campaign comes, and I tell you, this is not like calling your credit card company, right? You're going to have a real person who's going to answer the phone, who's going to be compassionate and thoughtful. At Lines for Life, we answer 90% of our calls within 20 seconds. So you're not sitting around hanging around waiting. We want to get connected with you and get your support.
I got to tell you, this is a little bit of an embarrassing story, maybe because there was a stigma back then, but it was 1989, middle of the night. I called a suicide hotline and was put on hold indefinitely.
Oh, no.
And it sounds like that's not a
hold is
a
not
thing
a
thing anymore.
Yeah. So we're quick to answer. I mean, there are times when there can be times in the overnights, et cetera, when things get rushed. But there's a backup system. In fact, Lines for Life is one of seven or eight call centers around the nation that helps when another state is flooded. So we've worked really hard to deliver very high quality service, and we're getting there. I mean, we're not getting there. We are there.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. So when someone calls 988, what can they expect, right?
You will find on the other end of the phone someone who is thoughtful, non-judgmental, and above all, they're there to listen and help you find your way forward. There's a woman, Debbie, who's one of our call counselors. She's been around, been doing this longer than anybody I know. She's literally probably talked to more people in crisis than anyone I know. Thousands and thousands of folks she's helped. And what she says is, it's really important that I get into the mud the person I'm talking to is experiencing. I get ready to get dirty and understand what the complexity is, relationships, substances, whatever it is, and help them figure out a step towards hope. And once you've got that, you know, we like to end every call with a safety plan. And whenever possible, we ask the person if we can check back with them, if we can call them back or they can call us back, because that follow-up component is really important. Because sometimes the safety plan will be, okay, I'm going to take a shower, I'm going to eat a little something, and then I'm going to call mom. And if we call back in a couple hours, as we've agreed, and that hasn't happened for some reason, maybe the trepidation about calling mom, well, good. Let's talk about who else would be the right person to check in with.
Sure. Okay. So it's not just a call and it's over.
Oh, no.
Kind of put together a plan.
Idea is to put together a plan. When we can do follow-up, we do. There's all kinds of research and data that tells us when we do follow-up, it's much more effective. And here's the thing we know. Of the folks who call us, 95 to 97% of them, we can help get to a place where they feel safer without having to call anybody else, without having to get a wellness check or anything like that, right? So almost everybody who calls, we can get to a safer place. And of those folks, almost all of them find a way towards hope and don't return to that dark place. Now, we can connect people with resources. When we do, it's local resources. We work very closely with providers throughout Central Oregon in all the counties around here, as well as in the over on the reservation in the tribe with Warm Springs. So we know how to get you connected up to services in your community. But the truth is that lots of folks just need somebody to help them unpack this problem, to listen to it non-judgmentally, and then help them unpack it.
If somebody wanted to know more about this, you guys have a website or something like that?
Linesforlife.org.
Easy.
Linesforlife, L-I-N-E-S-F-O-R, LIFE.org, and we you can find us there, and you can find out about some of the other services we have. We have volunteers are a big part of what we do, actually. We have volunteer call counselors who support the work, and it's amazing.
Okay. And you can learn more about that if you want to volunteer
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And that is linesforlife.org. Been talking to Dwight Holton. He's the CEO for Lines for Life. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, really great to be here, Dave.
Give me the website one more time.
It's linesforlife.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.